Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question. I think the thing I would ask is, why didn't you get your lusts under control instead of letting them control you? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Not that I'm all righteous, okay? I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
I have had times where I've not lived for God. I've wasted time. I think if Samson would have done it over, he would have done it better. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, imagine what he could have accomplished had he lived for God from start to finish. You know, like, had he controlled himself and master over his body instead of the other way around, you know, 1 Corinthians 6:12, it's not a new idea, but restating an old one when it says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. So just imagine if Samson had not been mastered by his lust and desires, but instead had been sold out to God. I mean, like, how much more would he have accomplished? You know, yeah. How much more would we have seen of him in the Bible? You know, it's a sobering reminder. Just don't waste time for God here on the earth.
Absolutely. I wonder if there's a parallel between his extraordinary ability, like talking about his strength, and then maybe he was, I don't know. Well, he seemed to struggle with extraordinary lust as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wonder if there was like that parallel, like that thing that would always be trying to come against him, almost equal to his strength, you know, try to tear him down constantly.
Well, it's true. I mean, like, the devil knows our weaknesses and he's going to find what tears us down the greatest, right? And for Samson, we know what it was now.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It's tough because it's that time-tested, like the what-if question, you know?